list of comments and questions. Let me open it up. Is there anybody on the net with further or additional comments or questions? Please call K2BAR.
WA2ISC with comments on the addition tenants.
Okay, WA2ISC, over to you, sir.
Okay, I've made a crew 2 meter antenna by taking a junk dish antenna, like a dish network antenna or something like that, and taking off the feed horn and strapping a wire from where the feed horn used to be, and then have it going up to the top of the dish, and then feeding that with a 2 meter rig. Sort of works, not well, but kind of works, over.
Okay, Bob. Well, thank you very much. There's another idea for a semi-stealth antenna. Appreciate your comment. Is there anybody else on the net with a comment or a question?
Comment.
JEK with a comment.
MP with a follow-up comment.
Let's go. I heard Don first. W2JEK, over to you.
Something sticks in my mind about 12 feet high. A regular Yagi antenna or Yotic or something, it could be 12 feet, maybe Yagi or something, and get to back to net, W2JK.
Thank you, Don. Yeah, it's certainly something to look into. And there was another comment, was that, I didn't catch the call sign, was that Jim?
Yeah, just a quick comment for a stealth antenna. If you had a dish and it had been converted to a 2 meter antenna, say, you could always use the coax cable that connects the two Schrithians together and use that as a long wire. That and a good ground, like a cold water pipe, would work to some degree.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, another good thought. Thank you, Jim. Yeah, make use of what already is in place, and even if it's not perfect, it might be way, way better than nothing at all, and at least get you started in the right direction. Great thought, Jim. Thank you. Anybody else on the net with a comment or a question?
Comment.
Go ahead.
W2APP. Yeah, the FCC rules on that is if you have private space, as in balcony, deck, whatever, you're covered with a satellite dish, you can always trade that off to say to the HOA to say, you know what, I'll be nice to you, I'll stick on the roof, but it gets you somewhere. I have some comments about the mesh networks and the DMR. Do you want to cover that?
Yes, Paul, why don't you cover those subjects?
Okay, I just wanted to say the website that I put up, www.alpinerepeater.com, in support of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, does have a section there on HS, on mesh networking. Randy, if you could do me a big, big favor, I would like you to just review it to see if the information is up to date. I did take this website off a ham down in Texas. He wasn't involved in the whole setup. So some of it is relevant, but I think it's probably out of date if you want to update that. And I would say with Kai, if you want to take a look at that as well to see if you want to put a section up there on the DMR network with things like the base files that people can just sort of pull off there to help with the setup without a sound effect.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I will definitely do that. I made a note here for myself to take a look at the Chestnut Ridge Repeater Club website. And I will get back to you via email on any comments that I have on the text that you have there. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate it. And it's always good to get the publicity, and it's equally good to get the publicity for DMR radio as well, really the coming thing. So nice to see both of those things up there. That's what we hams do, is advance the technology and advance radio communication. Very, very cool. Anybody else on the net with a comment or a question? Oh, Okay, long pause, nothing heard. Well, once again, thank you all for participating. Certainly, big thanks to the Chestnut Ridge Repeater Club for allowing us to conduct the weekly Barrett Technical Net every evening, every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks to the Bergen Amateur Radio Association for sponsoring the Technical Net, among all the other wonderful things that they do. And, of course, especially thank you to all of you who participated in the net, whether you had questions or comments or occasionally for sale or swap items or just listening and enjoy learning. Appreciate you all being there. Thank you very much. With that, I will close the net and return the repeater to its normal amateur radio use. Thank you all. The net is closed.
Randy, I should mention Steve Holly sent me the link to the FCC regulation. I'll probably put it up on the Comtech group as well. Thanks, K2EIR.
Thank you, Holly. Really appreciate that, and thanks, Steve, for sending the link. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra.
K2EIR from NY98.
Oh, hi there, stranger. How you doing?
I've just been admiring your handiwork. I finally got into my email. I saw that magnificent pile of documents that you sent me, Hackle. I think this is like a treatise on how to build the hour. Not company, I assure you. A real treatise microphone there. Anyway, I'm going to study it tomorrow because my eyes are closing right now. How you doing, Howie?
I'm feeling okay right now. That isn't true every day. Yeah, well, it's not a good example of writing, George. Why I never published it, it really needed to be done. And of course, the other thing is that I still have these fantasies that somewhere along the line I might be able to somehow commercialize this and don't want to give it away type of thing. But yeah, you see how I just really made an adaptation. And I just try to be specific there. So, if, you know, again, if somebody wants to try to do exactly what I did, they could. And everyone has to keep in mind when I give this to them that this, what I'm still using is really a prototype. And there's some things that I didn't know how to document, and that is push-to-talk circuits. And so, but, you know, other than the photos, really boils down to, you know, anyone who has any electronic intuition and experience to tell them just interrupt those wires between the two connectors, you know, between the, you know, the backside of the RJ45s. And what could be simpler than interrupting the push-to-talk line and attaching a switch to it? That's all it is.
Well, well done, but you have a lot more in there than that. Noise-canceling microphones and much. I didn't study it in great detail, but it certainly, it gave me some real interesting reading there, pal. Like I said, it's an hour. I think, anyway, and I was delighted to see your contribution. And I'll talk to EIR, NY9A, 7...
Very good, George. Yeah, I'm realizing one of the reasons I feel okay now is I wound up with a little nap myself around supper time. And now it's going to keep me from sleeping. What to say? Oh, boy. It's still, my memory is still going, even with the nap. oh, well. I'll remember some other time. Oh, this isn't it, but another question. Have you found the coax yet that we're going to build your loop from? Because I want you to be able to start saying, hey, it isn't the propagation I can hear again.
Well, I will promise you to look for it again tomorrow. The events of the past couple of days really have knocked a hole in my plans. Plus, we had a few other things I had to get ready for. And jeepers, now the time just to see how. I say 73, and I will look back tomorrow. I don't think I put it in each place. And the relatively tough to find out where it can't be that far away. Anyway, 73 is Bell.
Okay, remember it's 9 feet or so, 10 feet or so of RG6 black jacket, just like RG58, but stiff. And that's stiffer than I think you'd find most RG58 because of the triple aluminum shielding, etc. And I think it has a stiffer dielectric. Oh, I remembered what I was going to tell you. Okay, so now you can go to sleep, and I can go to sleep knowing that I told you everything I wanted to tell you. I just remembered one more thing. Okay, well, the first thing I remembered that I wanted to tell you is, again, you still have that hum. You ought to figure out a way in the operating position there to isolate that off. Now, simply the expedient of, I have to turn off the fluorescent lamp. You got to find something. There must be a way. Now I've forgotten the additional thing I was going to I can't believe my memory is. We both know. You make plans and then life gets in the way. 73 K2EIR.
All right, I will remind you also that grass does not grow on a busy street, okay? I have a number of things. Turned off the lamp. Is that better?
Definitely better, but there, I think I still hear a little residual hum, or else PL.
It's got to be PL because the I'm kind of attached to it now. Tends to have a moderate defect, you know. Night Howie, 73, 99A will be clear.
Good night, George. K2EIR, closing station.
Kilo Delta 2, Juliet, Indigo, Juliet, listening mobile.
Okay all day.
But, yes, it even happens again. What
It's a knockoff microphone I got on Amazon for $19. I just put some Windex on it, and it seems to be unstuck now.
Okay. Doesn't sound bad for a Chinese knockoff. The 2800, yeah, the 2900, I think is a 2900. I mean, your radio sounds really good, too, with the 2900. That's got some really awesome audio.
Yeah, QSL.
Rock.
We have two YPs on 220.
I'm still too far away for that repeater.
Rocky, I'll tell him you're here. Stand by, N1 NRP.
That's good. Go ahead, Rock. Over to you.
Yeah, that mic sounds better than the Chinese mic I got for my 7900. All right, I'm going to go back to work, Charlie. I'll be here.
Okay, very good. And one LU.
N1LU and company N1NRP. Mike's going to meet you all here.
Okay, very good. I'm going to be stopping shortly for a cup of coffee, but I'll be back.
Morning, gentlemen. W2 Yankee Papa.
Morning, Mike.
It's on 5-2 Simplex. I was calling you guys on that.
I didn't hear anybody there this morning, so I didn't go there.
Okay, N1LU, W2YP. Okay, KD2BOR, I guess, and N1NRP. Thank you very much, Jay. W2YP. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, W2YP, N1NRP. Well, it's good to hear you, Mike. I can't seem to catch you at 12 noon like I usually do, you know. I'm still sleeping by the time you're coming home, but I figured, hey, I'll catch you tonight, and I did. You and Mr. Trump, you got, who you got? You got Trump driving shotgun with you tonight?
Man, you got nothing to worry about. The wall is going up, ladies and gentlemen. The wall is going up. Charlie, I stayed up last night. I had to watch Trump in New Hampshire. It was a riot. I had such a good time. I get a kick out of that guy. I really do. I was very busy. I put in a 13-hour day. Yesterday, we did all the strategy for the Pope, the whole Pope shows for all the 3 days that he's going to be here. What a mess we got on our hands, but it's going to work out well. By the way, today is United Nations Day. All the communists are going to get together in the United Nations and talk about how we're good friends with Obama.
I didn't realize that. I know there's a ham station at the United Nations. I never worked it, but I know there's one there, or at least there used to be. All right, I'm grabbing coffee. I'll be back. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, very good. Hey, Mike, W2YP, my friend George, N1GS, his buddy K2ZZ and W1QJ, I got a picture of them in 1981 working the ham station at the UN. Over to you, Mike.
Yeah, sure. You know what they, remember they used to have over there? They had a high gain log periodic that covered 40 meters. Remember that big log periodic over there?
Roger that. Mike, I'm not sure who else is in here. I guess we got Charlie, N1LU, we got you, we got me, and there's one more in there that I can't remember.
Where are you right now? You at home or are you in a mobile?
Me, I'm on the base station at home. I got the beam heading your way. No, I'm in Queens.
Sounds great. You sound marvelous. Really, really good. I'm on a Deegan. Just coming up to Fordham Road. Making good time this morning. 9 minutes. 9 minutes after 1 in the morning, man. What the hell am I doing on the road?
Yeah, you're beating the traffic, and when I leave at 3:30 a.m. in the morning, I do good too, and I don't got too much traffic.
Yeah, you say that. Very good. Very good. It's pretty good, though.
Mike, I think we're missing somebody. Who was the other guy there? Rocky. Was it Rocky? I don't know who's out here today.
I'm out here, Jay, but I'm a little busy at work. I'm just listening.
Okay, Rocky, keep working. Listening, and I didn't want to leave you out, that's all.
Go ahead, Mike. Very humid today. I hate this weather. Very humid today. Good morning, Rocky. I hope everything is well. I'm sure it is. Just passing Fordham Road.
Well, Mike, I tell you what, I got into work tonight and one injury after another, and I sent all these emails to my boss. Injury number one, injury number two, injury number three. They all came out of the woodwork today. And the bad part about it is it was injuries that happened days and weeks ago.
Boy, boy, you must have had your hands full.
Yeah, roger that. But, you know, I say, why do you guys wait so long? Well, we don't want to lose a day's work. And, you know, in the old days, they used to give, if you had no injuries, everybody got a bonus check. But, you know, then they stopped doing that because people were getting hurt and not reporting it. Just so they can get the moolah, which, how can you blame them, right? If it's nothing too serious.
It comes and bites you in the ass afterwards if you're in pain, right?
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
Are you on your way home, or are you at work?
No, I'm at work, Mike. I don't get on the road till about 3:45 in the morning to head back home. Hey, you know what I picked up today? A friend of mine, N1GS, my good buddy George, Toshiba laptop. It's only 2.5 years old, and they got Windows 10 loaded into it. Almost brand new, and I got it for a song and a dance.
Doing a Peabody now, huh? Song and a dance. Song and a dance. Very good. Very nice.
N1NRP for identification. That's why they do that, right, Mike? You got to give your call every now and then. Anyway, I haven't heard Patrick in a while, but I like that. I like that case of wine he sent. That is very good wine. It's almost gone, and I haven't been the one drinking it. My XYL.
Well, your Fido will take care of you. Fido's a good man. He misses working with me, though, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. He was asking me about his radio in the car. Does it need a ground and, you know, stuff like that? And I told him, well, you know, what, a chicken band radio. Anyway, I said, no, you know, wire it directly to the battery. You know, you don't got to go through a cigarette lighter plug, do you? You know, and then check the antenna. So it turned out the antenna mount was all rotted and rusted or whatever. So he had to redo the mount for the antenna.
You know, one of those little ground kits, those little radio ground kits are very, very good on the mobile, you know. You can set it up so it can decouple it from the car body. You really put out a nice signal, but you gotta put it in a good position so that you don't poke anybody in the eye.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time.
eBay, they got thousands of them. They got an LMO mount for it. You put screw the antenna, half wave or quarter wave. You put it in there, and then you got these little radios, four little radios that come out. They work very well on mobiles. You know, people use them on trucks.
I was thinking of trying a halo antenna on the roof.
Good, stacked halos. Get two halos. Stacked halos, very good. You do very well with that.
W2YP and 1NRP. We do okay with what we got, right? You know? Put that on there, what, to go another mile farther?
Well, there is a difference between 5/8 and a quarter wavelength, so, on a radiator, so, you know, when you're talking about buildings, obstructions, things like that, QSB, all kinds of, you know, there's all kinds of tolerances that you got to worry about, especially when you want to copy the repeater real well.
N1LU mobile.
N1LU recognized. All right, got your coffee, huh? Anyway, the local Candlewood Amateur Radio Club, Mike, we finally passed the vote, and we're getting a brand new 2-meter and 440 repeater. So in the very near future, before the snow flies, maybe you can hit that from your house. N1LU, go ahead.
All right, yes, got my coffee. Hey, my, I tried something different this morning. Whey protein bar. Wasn't bad. Pretty good. We'll see what it does to me later on. I was going to ask that question. What kind of coverage does that Candlewood Club have?
Well, it's going to have better coverage. Let's put it to you that way. The repeater chairperson for the last 5.5 years did nothing in the Do Nothing Club. But now that I am on the repeater committee, you can guarantee it, we're going to operate it to its fullest without interfering with other coordinated repeaters on the same frequency.
Where is it located?
Are you familiar with the Danbury Airport? You ever fly in or out of Danbury? On top of that big old mountain, there's a beacon that spins round and round, and that's where it is, right on top of that beacon.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm familiar with the airport only in as much as we go to the Danbury Mall quite often, and usually park in the parking lot right outside of the Sears door, and you can see the airport quite well from there. So I'll have to try to take notice next time I go up there. I got to get that frequency put it in at my house and see if I can get into it. Do you know anybody in Stamford that gets into it?
My friend in Fairfield, you probably know him, Ned, K-A-1-C-V-V. He can get into it from Fairfield on his house in Fairfield. Stamford, you could probably hit it off a High Ridge Road or something like that. I don't know of any base stations in Stamford. But when next time you go to the mall and you're parked at Sears and you're looking straight down that runway, you look between the valleys, you look up to the mountain on the right, and you'll see the beacon with the antennas peeking out of the trees on top of the mountain. Go ahead, Mike. I don't want to leave you out.
Okay, that's okay, Jay. Holland River Drive on 25th Street, southbound, ladies and gentlemen, 1:19 in the morning, and I could use a shot of espresso intravenously this morning, I'll tell you. Yeah, very good. I know the mountain. I know what you're talking about. When I get the quad up there, I think we should be able to hit it with no problem. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, no problem. I was going to ask you how that quad is going. Who we got there? Charlie. Yeah, go ahead, Charlie. I'm glad you found a different breakfast this morning. I had a lousy lunch, 7-Eleven hot dogs. I ate one and gave the other away.
Yeah, that's a lunch that you'll be able to taste a couple of hours later. 7-Eleven hot dog, I've never had one, to tell you the truth, so I really shouldn't badmouth them. I don't know who makes their hot dogs. Mike, how'd the bridge look?
Oh, beautiful, no pain, no strain, clean and green. Okay, stay out of the city because today is United Nations Day, and it's not for visiting, I can tell you that.
Try not to go to the city unless I absolutely have to. But that's a good reason. Yeah, so I guess that station's still crap. Wow, a lot of cops down here. I don't know what the hell's going on. You know where there's another station? At the Vatican. It's the ham radio station at the Vatican. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, what is wait. We had a meeting yesterday with, I'm telling you, man, it's unbelievable. This guy is going to be a freestyle walker. He's going to put his baseball sneakers on and walk around.
Yeah, my wife's got tickets to go, but she's not going to go. We're going to a wedding in Vermont on a farm in a barn.
In Vermont.
It does. I was very, very unimpressed. Ay, ay, ay. How was K2OZ there, Charlie? Hook up with Danny?
Yes, I did, N1LU Mobile. We hooked up at the of Stu Leonard's in Yonkers. Very nice to finally meet him. He's a lot thinner than he looks on Facebook. In pretty good shape. Had a beautiful white Mercedes. Gorgeous car. Never saw one like that. It must be brand new. A couple of years. That's it, buddy. That's it. You drive in two lanes because you've got a big SUV. Nice guy. Very nice to meet him finally. Geez, I wanted to ask a question. And I forgot what the hell it is. It'll come to me.
Danny sent me a nice email with some frequencies. I haven't heard him, though. I call him a couple times on 220, but I haven't heard him. Maybe our timing is off, Mike.
Jay, I'm sorry. What did you want to ask me? I was under de Blasio's house over here. What did you want to ask me, Charlie?
I don't know. I forgot. It left my brain. It'll come back to me.
Okay, all right. I was going to ask you something also. I just forgot myself. God, I'll tell you, getting old is funny. Okay. Let me throw it back over to you, Jay. I'm getting off at 71st Street. 71st Street. We're doing pretty good today.
I didn't double with anybody, did I? I forgot what the heck I was even saying. Go ahead, Charlie. Help us out.
All right, I remembered, Mike. When you got off on that service road to get on the Deegan, that McDonald's or Burger King over there, you didn't see like 20 police cars there?
Drug bust. I think that's a drug bust. That's a drug bust.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was a gang fight or what. I've seen some pretty unsavory characters hanging out over there. But you did see those cops?
Yeah, I did see the cops, and I think that's a drug bust. I was looking very carefully, and I saw a lot of anti-crime over there. You see those unmarked cars, you know, when they're in there? They probably had, they're probably pulling people out of the Burger King.
Burgers and drugs. Yeah, something was going on. You couldn't miss it with all those flashing lights. I was afraid they might have the road closed. All right, yeah, that was what I wanted to ask you. And, Jay, I wanted to ask you, what kind of an antenna do you run on that setup over there?
You mean the one for 2 meter here? The one I'm on now?
Yeah.
Well, I drilled right through the roof, and it's a good ground, and it's a no-name knockoff antenna, which I'm going to replace with a diamond super gainer, because this one doesn't fold down all the way when I'm in my daughter's parking garage, so it's a real hassle. But I want to get a NMO770 diamond antenna. I like that one. Was going to buy it at the Ham Fest. By the way, there's a Ham Fest Saturday at Mount Beacon, early Saturday morning. Right now it's a Jetstream dual band antenna. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. I've never bought any of their stuff. Always a little leery of, I don't want to say fly-by-night companies, but, I don't know who the hell makes Jetstream stuff. Is it all Chinese Jetstream?
I'm going to say yes, but I really don't know. But Jetstream makes a nice little 30-amp switching power supply, good enough for a go kit. But my go kit is big. I don't have a go kit or a go box. My go box is my automobile. But anyway, it's a nice little switching power supply, a 30-amper for about $80. You ever see that one, Mike?
I sure did. But that's a knockoff antenna, you know. That's the knockoff to the diamond, you know.
Roger on the knockoff, and I'm going to knock it off the roof of the car if I keep going under that parking garage. It just doesn't fold over enough. So when you're driving in the garage, you got to make sure the antenna's pointing in the back. And then when you back out, you got to spin the antenna around, otherwise it'll rip right off.
Is it a 5/8 or a half wave, or what is it, a quad band antenna you're talking about, or a tri band?
He's she's a, not a quad and she's not a tri, but she's a dual bander. A dual band, and I don't have the specifications on it, so I'm not sure. Oh, and I know I put 160 watts through it one day, and not even knowing what it could handle, and I'm sure it probably only rated for 150.
Right, well, I think you're okay. I mean, you sound great. All right, let me cross the street here. Oh, look at this guy, almost got, oh, man. This guy almost died. I can't believe it. He had earphones and he went right across in front of an SUV. I couldn't believe that, man. You want to talk about dying?
Oh, this is not good. This is not good. I'm at a dead stop over here at the approach to the George. I see some police activity in front of me, and I see a cop pulling up in the back.
You on an 87?
Yeah, I'm going by it. I'm going to go get off at Yankee Stadium. The hell with this. I don't know what the hell's going on over here. But I don't have time to sit around.
Mike, what happened? A guy on a motorcycle?
Yeah, there's a guy on a bicycle. He went right across First Avenue, man. Like he's a blind man. He's crazy. He had his earphones on. These people are crazy.
Guys, I'm going to go on the side for a while. I haven't done this this route in a while, so I want to pay attention. I'll get back to you when I know where the hell I am. N1LU.
Don't know where you are, huh? Okay. Doesn't know where he is. So what's going on there, Mr. J?
Mike, I'll be right back. N1NRP.
K2, Jeff Wiley.
Hey, good morning, Bill. KD2BR, how's the Pine Barrens?
Hey, good morning, guys. K2 Jeff Wiley. How's the coffee tonight? Is it worth me even bothering to talk, or am I so in the noise that it's not worth it?
Sound good, Bill. Sound good in Manhattan.
Okay. I never know from one minute to the next whether or not, I'm going to be able to key up. Sometimes I'm in the noise level, and it's pretty hard to have a conversation with me in the noise level.
And one NRP, I am back on frequency.
Jay, we got Bill from the Pine Barrens on. Bill's down at Pine Barrens, New Jersey. N1NRP, W2YP, and a gang, W2YP, standing by. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay, very good. How you doing, Bill? How's everything in Jersey?
Yeah, K2GFY. Yeah, we're down here in Waterford, New Jersey, which is 37 miles inland from D.C. and 25 miles east of Philadelphia. Put a dot right in the middle of Pine Barrens. Just about right.
Okay, well, you're sounding good, and we certainly can understand you, no problem there. So that got me thinking of two things. I got a nephew that lives in Philly, and I was able to hit the Weka repeater on the causeway at Atlantic City. So you're doing a great job. What do you say about that, Mike?
Bill's a good guy. Bill's a good guy. Bill always comes in well here. I'm parked. Bill, listen, I'm going to let you go. I'm parked. And we got N1LU in there, too. And you know, of course, Rocky, the master of ceremonies. And, Jay, I'm gonna split the scene here. I got to get inside. I see somebody I need to talk to. So I'll pass it over to you there, Bill. I'll do one more round, and I'll get out of here. Go ahead, Bill. Pick it up. Don't forget to leave the N1LU out. Good.
Mike, sorry you're getting off so soon there. Have a good morning. Have a pleasant day at work. And good morning, Charlie. But Charlie's probably, from what I understand, trying to navigate his work. I don't know who's up, whether it's Charlie or whoever. Good morning.
Hey, Bill, we'll catch you later. And W2IP Mike 73. I now that you're designated, Mike, I got a sign too. I got to get down in the tunnel. So I'm going to bail out of here, too. I'm going to drive across the bridge, so I'll be listening, but I'm going to be off the air. And N1LU Charlie, good luck. Hope you're getting to where you got to go. And everybody have a good night, and we'll catch you in the morning or another time. N1NRP, now clear.
Hey, very good indeed, Jay. It's always a pleasure, and I'm going to make this my final. And Charlie, hope everything's well with you over there with the traffic and so forth. Rocky, take care of yourself. Let me get inside here and see what's going on here. And N1LU, of course, Bill, have a very, very good morning. W2YP now signing clear and closing down. Take care, fellas.
82BOR N1LU mobile.
Yeah, go ahead, Charlie.
How's your blood pressure there, Rock? I'm on the upper level, finally. Well, I tell you, I'm so grateful that Joe turned me on to that that alternate route. It's come in handy quite often.
Yeah, we got somebody in there. Yeah, you want to ask me about my blood pressure? You ask me when you get here, Charlie. I'm out of here. We got a jammer in there. KD2BOR.
Go to 880. And 1LU. So I guess you heard me over him. I figure I had a good shot being on top of the George.
Full quieting into the repeater.
Hold on a minute, I'm going to pull it up. Station, try to get in there. You're very, very rough into the repeater. JD2BOR.
I think that's Bill.
Okay. Yeah. I'm bringing up a bunch of load of other repeaters with this all of a sudden. I'm hearing like three repeaters coming back to me. And I didn't know whether I was still making it up there or not.
Yeah, I got most of that, Bill. You're a little noisy, but I got most of that. All right, let me put it on the side. 73, KD2BOR.
All right, yeah, I tried to get to you guys when you were over on the other machine there, and you wasn't coming in strong enough to make that repair.
All right, very good. Catch you later. Charlie, 5, 10, and 50 on the 235.
I can't catch a break. Can't get a radio that does 25 watts out.
That's what I like about my Yaesu 7900. I think it does 5, 10, oh, I don't even remember. 30 and 50? I don't remember. I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, they should make high power adjustable. Do less than that if you want to drive an amplifier that takes that. I'm going to look this amp up online when I get to work. And see if it'll take. Sometimes it'll take a little bit more than the rated 30 watts in.
Yeah, they're not breaking on Universal. They're not breaking down the power level on this 7900. I got to look on another one. They're just saying 45 on UHF and 50 on VHF.
That's one of the few radios that does that much on UHF.
5 watts more on UHF than the FV7800 was.
Yeah, hardly worth making a new radio for that. But I guess they felt it would attract some people. 857 only does 20, I think. 20 or 25 on UHF.
20.
That's pitiful. I don't know what they were thinking. Sometimes I think these guys that design these radios aren't ham radio operators, so they have no clue what they should do.
Yeah, I can't find it right now. I got my manual up on my desktop. I think I told you once before, every radio that I own, I have the manual right up on my desktop, and you just pull it right up.
Yeah, that's good. You could probably print it out if you wanted to also.
N10U KD2BOR. I have the book for that radio. When I bought it, everything came with it.
What makes you want? I was looking at the 638 yesterday online. What makes you want to go to that? Seems to be similar to the 635.
For one, it's got four different power levels, like the Yaesu. I think it does crossband. I just think it's a sharp-looking radio. I don't know how good it's going to be. I wish I could hear one online from somebody.
KD2BOR N1LU Mobile. Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem when a new radio comes out. It's hard to find somebody that's using it so you can hear it.
Now, I've heard these any tones, so if it sounds like an any tone, maybe I'm not going to like it. But, of course, it does have an Elenco-style microphone on it. The new number is EMS-77.
Be a favor, look up the Yaesu FT-2900. Tell me what power levels that puts out. Yaesu FT-2900.
Charlie, I think the 2900, the top one, that is 75 watts. And I think that's, four separate power things. So I think 75 watts is the top.
Yeah, that's correct. That is 75. I want to see what the other power levels are, though, for driving a 30-watt amp.
What was that model again? I forgot it already. 2900?
It's the one up from what Jay was using today, which Jay sounds good on his 2800, but the 2900 is the one that I'm interested in.
Nobody's given a breakdown of the power except that it does 75 watts.
Even on Universal, usually if you click on specs, specification, it'll give you a breakdown. I'm surprised.
5, 10, 30, and 75.
There you go. That would be perfect.
I can't remember his call sign. Oh, KD2FTA. Alex, who lives up in Sussex. He's not on too much lately. He's got one of them radios. He likes it.
It's like a huge heat sink, if I recall. But it's got super audio. There was another guy that I used to talk to that ran that radio with an amp in his mobile, and he always sounded great.
Are you talking about that older gentleman that gets on this repeater? I can't remember his name. Not Joel, maybe?
No, I don't know what Joel drives, what radio he has. He does have an amp in his car, though. I don't think it's him. No, this was a younger guy. I can't remember his name or his call. He gets in sporadically.
Yeah, I don't remember who it is, but I know Joel, he does run an amp, and he says his call sign so fast, a QB or something like that, I can never get it.
QBV, Queen, Bravo, Victor, QBV, A2QBV, yeah, that's a tongue twister.
N1OU, KD2BY, they had the net last night. I woke up for about 5 minutes of a nature call. Gordon was not doing a net.
Really? Who was running it?
I recognize the guy's voice. I've heard him before, but like I said, I wasn't up long enough to get his call sign. I forget.
Did he keep the radio on all night?
I fall asleep with my radio on. The only one I shut off if I don't fall asleep while it's on, which I have, is the Elenco HF radio.
Which is the one that you keep on all night?
7900.
That has an APO, automatic power off. You could set it for like an hour or something to go off unless you like having it on.
It doesn't bother me. I don't hear it unless I wake up. Like I said, I woke up for a nature call. I never looked at the clock. All I know is the net was on.
I wonder if anybody knows, although it hasn't happened today, about the repeater dropping out like that.
I gave Jim an update yesterday. I gave him an email. I'm going to email him back this morning and say it's been okay so far yesterday afternoon and today.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm here at work, Rock. Thanks for running that amp through its paces, and when I get it on the line, I'll let you know. 82, BORN1LU.
Hey, 73, Charlie. Have a good day, Bill. If you can still hear the repeater, 73. I'm going to go back and get some work done here also. KD2BOR will be listening.
73, Bill, N1LU.
Thank you.
2QBV Mobile, listening, repeat. K2QBV Mobile, listening, repeat.
Mobile listening.